with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, Barbecue Bob, don't we have a couple new affiliates in Lansing, Michigan this week, right?
No, they're actually coming on next week. But that's,
oh, okay.
That's great. I do have that in the fifth segment.
Thanks jumping. I'm leaking, huh?
Yeah. So as long as you were breaking into announcements, so I would like to remind everybody that Saturday, today, at Fen Valley, there's still tickets available. They're having their annual wine festival weekend, so it goes Saturday and Sunday. It's $10. You get a glass, a commemorative glass. You get samples. There's going to be all sorts of food there, which you'll have to pay for, and you'll have to pay for your other glasses of wine, but you'll get at least one glass free, and they're going to have two bands. And Jop, you and I cooked there a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Fun event, wonderful place, just a different type of event. If you've never been to a winery that's having a festival, you're missing out.
Right, and it's easy to find. It's south and west of Grand Rapids on I-196, as you're heading down towards the Benton Harbor area, you'll see a Fenville exit and follow the signs from there. Cool place. Great date night, guys. If you want to do something on a Saturday, it's a lawn concert. They got, like Bob said, a couple bands. Cheap night out, and it's really kind of very unique because you're right in the vineyard.
I wouldn't sell it as a cheap night out necessarily, Jop. That you just you know, whizzed all over the parade.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. $10 to get in, that's nothing, man.
Oh, no, you're going to be whipping your wallet out. You're going to be buying wine.
Yeah.
The price isn't the point anyway. I'm just having fun with you. It's a spectacular event.
Right.
It's a beautiful landscape. You're in the hills of West Michigan on Lake Michigan, and everybody's happy. The women are wearing kind of flowing dresses. It almost reminds me of like 100 years ago or something, you know, because the bands are set up on old stages, and it's very cool.
Yeah,
great place to maybe don some vintage clothing if you wanted to go.
And wear your seersucker suit.
That's exactly what I wear.
So let's talk about spinning some meat. I enjoy cooking food on a rotisserie. There's some tips and techniques that we need to kind of cover to do that, but
you do like rotisserie. That's why I threw this bone.
Yeah, and the thing is that it gets done even. And it's lazy grilling. Is once you get it going. Once you get it going, you get a little fire build underneath.
There's a little method to this.
That's right. Now, I'm a big advocate of one-handed grilling. This is no-handed grilling, so it's even better. I got two hands free to
drink beer.
But
when you are grilling, it's two hands because you're going to grab the spit with two hands.
Right.
I see. You're just shifting priorities.
Right, exactly. Okay. But anyway, a few years back, Bob found this grill called an Epicoa. And basically, it's a little portable charcoal grill. It's got screw-on legs. You set the thing up, and it flops open like a suitcase. And this Epicoa grill has a rack on the front and the top of the suitcase on the back, and there are seven skewers.
And you can't get them anymore anyway, so there's no point in promoting it. No, they went out of business.
Oh, well, you got one still.
I do.
And I bet you can find them on eBay or whatever, because they were cool.
Oh, yeah.
They were
very
cool.
But lots of grills have rotisseries.
Right, exactly.
So if you have just a regular gas or charcoal grill, chances are at one point in time you bought a rotisserie and you're not using it.
Right.
That's the crime.
Right, and that's where you need to go, because what you're doing is you've got a steel rod that runs on a motor and a stand on the other end, and there's these two prongs that slide down the rod and they hook the meat.
Yep.
Now, it's very important that you get that in there
tight,
because if you don't, the meat will spin on the rotisserie. They call them a spit.
Yeah.
Right? It'll spin on the spit, and then you aren't getting cooking on all the sides. So that's the first tip or technique.
You don't want to spin on your spit.
No. You don't want to spit on your spinner either. But at the end of the day, you want to tighten those prongs up against the ends of the meat about as tight as you can get them, because when that thing starts to roll and cook, it's going to shrink a little bit. It's going to get some juices flowing. It's going to get slippery. And if those tongs aren't in there tight, or those prongs rather, your stuff will spin, and then it doesn't cook right.
All right.
You with me?
That's a lot of drama.
It is a lot of drama, but I'm telling you, I've had it, and it, what really sucks about it more is that you got to stop in the middle of the cook and everything's hot and tighten those things up if you didn't do it on the front
gotcha.
End. So
okay.
That's what I'm saying is just make sure you get on, get your tongs tight.
I think everybody's good with that now.
Right.
Safety, man.
But it's the result.
So finish up the rotisserie cook.
So basically what we're doing, and I do this with an offset fire because anytime you put something on the rotisserie, as it turns, the juices are going to flow, and it's kind of self-based, but ultimately you get drips. Right? And if those drips are over the coals, then you're going to get flare-ups and it's going to burn.
So let's say you don't have a rotisserie for your grill.
Get one.
You can buy them online or at your favorite grill shop. That they make these, there's all sorts of rotisseries you can buy, and you can retrofit it onto your grill. Or if you like camping, you might just go ahead and get one of those campers rotisserie that's battery-operated. And they're basically a couple stainless steel rods that go in the ground next to your campfire with a big spit. Getting the thick spit is the key because you're going to go primal. You're going to want to put big chunks of meat, leg of lamb, whatever on this thing, and you're going to get some weight on it. You don't want it bowing either. So
because it won't turn. It'll turn and your meat will flop.
Yep.
And it's kind of like a tire that's out of round, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it just isn't going to work right.
Right.
So, again, that's the other thing. That's a great point is the strength of that spit that goes across there, they're rated. If you buy them online, they're rated for different poundage.
Yeah.
Be cognizant of that.
Yeah, just get the big one.
Right.
Because you're going to go big.
Right. The last one I bought
is a
7/8 octagon. The octagon helps stuff from spinning rather than a round one. That'd be another trip. But it's also rated for 125 pounds. So I'll never cook 125
pounds. You can throw your girlfriend
pounds.
On there.
Right, yeah.
Nah, Jeffrey Dahmer might try that, but you wouldn't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, not my style. But anyway, so as you can tell, I'm a little bit passionate about my
rotisseries. Gosh, I guess. We're going to have to hose you down.
But you want to, the other thing, another tip that is to, is you don't want real fatty meats on there. If you've got a hunk of beef or a hunk of pork with a fat cap on it, you're going to want to trim some of that off of there. A little is good, but a big, thick fat cap is going to render too much, and you're going to get big flare-ups
in
your fire.
Well, but again, it depends on where your drippings are going.
Right.
So, like, a lot of grills are going to have an infrared burner on the back.
The gas grills are,
if that's the case, then let your then just put a cake pan under your piece of meat. Use your back burner
as the heat source.
And leave that fat right on there because actually that's kind of part of the beauty of this cook is that fat just adds to the juices that keep running through the meat and it does render. And I don't know. I think there's a lot of cuts of meat. Like I'm thinking of a prime rib where you take the ribs off it and you leave the ribs on it. But either way, there's going to be a fair amount of fat on that, and I guess I would probably tend to want to leave that fat on there just for maybe effect and protection for the prime rib.
I just stay away from it because of the flare-ups.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen if we've got a rear burner and a gas grill.
Right.
If I'm using charcoal, picture right below it, I've got the little pan to catch the drippings, and the fire is offset maybe 3 or 4 inches.
Right.
Still produce plenty of heat.
Well, then you can get an inch of grease in that pan and it catches on fire. And then you're really got
Well, there's
problem.
That too, but, you know. Anyway.
So I get your point.
Yeah.
So if you do have a charcoal grill, you can always push your coals in one direction or another away from that rotisserie.
Right.
And then put your pan in place or something to catch. You love aluminum foil. You could put some aluminum foil
right.
in there.
The other thing that's fun to do with the rotisserie meats is it's easy to baste them during the process.
Right.
So if you do have some of those drippings that you're catching in a pan, you can take a long brush and just go right back up and put those right back on there. Recycle them if you want, or if you're looking for a flavor profile of a certain kind, or a marinade or a basting sauce, they work really good on these because you can put it on there lightly and it caramelizes, and then you do it again and again.
Making me hungry.
So, yeah, it's making me hungry. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about some steak toppings, a little bit of those sides that make a great steak even better. Stick with us. We'll be back.